Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today, we're breaking from our regular format for a special edition, one that's been years in the making. Now, according to plan, the Economic Bomb is now officially releasing, but not as a white paper, not as an academic report, or even the dissertation. This time, it's a thriller novel that picks up the torch from Tom Clancy, but with something no other thriller has. It's a foundation built on documented, factual vulnerabilities reported to the U.S. government. It's not just fiction. It's a warning. Now, since my first book, people have asked me a simple question. Nick, are there hidden clues in your previous books? Did you leave behind breadcrumbs for those paying attention? So today I answer that question. I bring truth to that mystery. And it's a resounding yes. In every book I've written, including today's release of The Repository, clues have been strategically embedded. Clues that don't just hint at a future, but expose what's coming, shining a light on the road ahead. And today, those clues, they all converge with the release of the Economic Bomb novel on April 2nd. Now, authors like Tom Clancy, Vince Flynn, Brad Thor, Robert Ludlum, and Daniel Silva, they've all mastered their trade. The craft of thriller writing, melding global conflicts with espionage, military strategy, and political intrigue. But where they were grounded in research, this new series stands apart for one simple reason. It is the first novel series of its kind, built directly from an academic dissertation submitted to the U.S. government, designed to engage readers on all levels. This series doesn't just tell a story. It brings clarity where there was confusion. Now, this just isn't a story. It's a red team theory put into practice, research turned into revelation. It's a novel that doesn't just entertain, it exposes. Every event in this book is inspired by factual vulnerabilities in the U.S. financial, cyber, and energy infrastructure. These threats aren't just real. They're not just hypothetical. They are based in truth. Now, this book hits home on real events that define modern threats. Now, I'm speaking to you. Do you remember these? 2016 Bangladesh, Starfish Prime, Chinese maneuvers in 2023, 2019 Saudi oil strikes, the 2010 flash crash. Now, these aren't just past events. These are case studies. Case studies for future threats. Now, this series of books, these novels, they answer the question that no one is asking. what happens when an enemy combines all of these into one coordinated, multi-pronged attack? Then this novel takes it just a few bit steps further by asking the question no one wants to ask. What if, over the past 4 years, while the politicians were arguing, bickering, and polarizing the southern border issue over illegal immigrants, something far more insidious crossed the border? So while the media and politicians had everyone looking at illegal immigrant crossings, what if? What if something else, something engineered for destruction, crossed the border undetected? This series opens your eyes to the possibilities rooted in facts and truth. Because the greatest chink in America's armor isn't steel. It's red. Not the Red Army. Not the red states versus the blue states. It's red tape. Bureaucracy. Gridlock. Political paralysis. So while politicians argue, those who just want to watch the world burn, maybe they found a way in. A way to exploit the cracks, infiltrate unnoticed, and dismantle the system from the inside out, turning political bias into the ultimate weapon. So to take this a step further, where Clancy didn't have access to today's tools, this new series, it plays on a three-dimensional chessboard, pushing the genre beyond its limits. That's why each novel has secured three domains, all directing back to the one main domain. So why is this? Because this isn't just another book release. This is where this series breaks new ground. Unlike every other thriller series, it doesn't stop at the last page. It doesn't just leave you with that heart-pounding conclusion. No, 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 no. This is where fiction meets action, where problems meet solutions, where there are no more secrets. Every novel in this series will come with a corresponding white paper, a solution, a legislative document outlining tangible steps to address the vulnerabilities exposed in the book. For every problem exposed, a solution is introduced. Every novel will be sent to the corresponding body. In the economic bombs case, that means the U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and the Financial Services Committee, along with a white paper that provides a solution. Because we don't present problems without solutions. And because real solutions shouldn't be buried in classified briefings or political agendas, the full white paper will be available on the novel's website for public access. We're stepping onto the field where the others left off. The difference is made in truth, not in political bias. So this is more than just a book launch. This is the start of a new way of thinking about national security, finance, and technology. Now, do you remember the contagion effect that we talked about in episode 2? So just as Bitcoin's volatility can send shockwaves through traditional markets, the United States creates a contagion effect of its own, one that impacts the entire global economy. What happens to us affects the rest of the world. No, that's not ego or hubris. That's macroeconomics. So if you want to stay ahead of the curve, if you want to know what the intelligence community, the military, and legislatures are, they're only waking up to, then you need to read The Economic Bomb. It releases on April 2nd, and you'll find the link in the description. So I'll leave you with this final thought. Maybe. Just maybe. Reality is stranger than fiction. But when fiction is built on reality, it becomes the roadmap to the future. Read The Economic Bomb. The next phase begins now. So thank you. Thank you for joining me on this special edition of the White Paper. I will see you this Friday for the start of Set 2, where the White Paper proves how emerging technology can reduce crime by up to 10%. Are you curious about blockchain, emerging tech, or how innovation is building our future? Send me an email at askme@thewhitepaper.io, and we'll find that solution together. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay informed. The world is changing, and we are ready. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be here every Friday, bringing you the insights you need to stay ahead.